Number 10,625 Barbara J. and William K. Baker Jr., south of Road 417, 1,050 feet west of Route 54. A variance from the setback requirement for a manure shed.
Names and addresses, please.
William Baker, 37058 Triple B Farm Lane, Frankfort, Delaware.
Mine's Barbara Baker.
Same address? Okay. You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. We're here to get a, I think it's a 94-foot variance for our manure shed that we, when we built it, or had it built, we didn't realize. I mean, it was in paperwork, but I guess it was overlooked. And then that we weren't 200 feet away from the dwelling that was next door to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, I guess, I don't know who it was, the building permit people, when they come out and checked everything out, they never asked us if we owned that property or not, and I never thought to ask, to tell them that we didn't. Mm. And so our neighbor turned us in, so we're here to get a variance, try to get a variance for, so we don't, I don't know what else we'd have to do in order to keep our manure shed.
How long you had it?
2 years.
2 years?
Mm-hmm.
2 years.
I have my building permit papers and all that here, if you need to see that.
We also asked the people.
Yes, I also asked her twice if she minded having a manure shed where I put it. She says, no, not at all. I've lived around farms all my life. Just before it was ready to be put up, I asked her again. I says, I'm going to put a manure shed right here. Is that okay? Fine. So then I've had the trees planted for windbreak for around my chicken house. I even asked the guy if he would plant some across on the other side of my driveway to block the manure shed so she wouldn't have to look at it. They're not very big, but they just were planted 2 weeks ago. But I did plant trees.
Still got you got trees there now.
To keep any smell, dust, whatever, away from her.
Who obtained the permit, you or a contractor?
I did. Okay. And when I come in, like I said, she asked me all the questions. I don't remember, you know, 2 years ago, I don't remember what she asked me, but like I said, I've got the paperwork here if you want to look at it, but I didn't remember her ever saying, or anybody ever saying, like I said, it's on my paperwork, but I don't remember them telling me it has to be 200 feet, but then somebody that I work with told me, he says, we just assumed you owned that property.
Did you have a contractor build it for you?
Yes, Wayne Tall is the build, you know, done the building for me.
Does he build those? Does it?
He builds them all the time.
Does he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He subs out his work, though, to a guy by the name of Brent Hall, and he's actually the one that actually built it for me. Like I said, I'm a woman. I can't look and see. I couldn't tell you how far you guys are set from me. But, yeah. But that's all I know to tell you. And if you want to see my paperwork, I can show you that.
No.
Do you have an address for the contractor?
I don't think I have Wayne Tall's address here, or Brent Hall's either. I'm not sure. Let me look. I don't believe I do. That was probably the only thing I didn't bring.
Okay. Would you be kind enough to call the office in the morning?
I sure would.
Give them the address.
Yes, yes, I sure would.
That's a 12 by 24 manure shed?
No, it's a 40 by 40.
Right there.
Yeah, the moon shed.
So you got two manure sheds then?
No, I only have one.
One's got a manure shed here.
I have a...
Composting shed?
I have a composting shed, yes.
Okay, one's got a manure shed, and you got a MS on this side over here. So you got a manure shed there?
That's your compost?
That's my compost.
That's your compost, okay. And now...
That's your manure shed.
That's your manure shed, okay. That's where I was getting my...
That's where I was confused, okay.
Yeah, it's confusing, isn't it?
No, just that both have manure.
Manure shed on, no. One's compost or one's...
Right. Okay, thank you. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, the office did receive one letter in opposition, Mary Legg and Paul.
Okay, and do you want to just sum it? Basically, we've just heard.
It says we're opposed.
That's all. Okay, just one more.
I can read it to you if you would like.
Just sum it, if you would, please.
That they would want... All we want is to have the stench taken away from our back door. We cannot sit on our own back deck or even go outside. We both know there will be little stench, but this is horrible. Basically, that's all.
Okay.
That's about it.
Okay, thank you.
Can I add something to that letter? I mean, the day that she called, they had spread manure all over the fields just before they planted. And that's what, I mean, I don't know if you guys know anything about manure sheds, but...
Yes, ma'am.
And manure, but that's what they did. They had just spread it.
In the fields.
In the fields. And she's got nothing but fields around her.
All right, thank you for that, ma'am. Okay, hearing no other, hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10,625. I believe it's a minimum variance to afford relief. I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood since the neighborhood is mainly agricultural. And I believe it enables reasonable use of the agricultural property there.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Mr. Chairman, I'd ask that Mr. Hudson's amendment include that a letter be sent to the contractor.
Okay.
Yep. And I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,625 with one amendment, and that being that a letter be sent to the contractor.
When you say contractor, do you want the one that built it or the one that subcontracted it out? I mean, you want, or both?
Both.
Okay,
yes,
you want Wayne Hall.
We just want to make them aware of the fact that there is a 200-foot requirement.
Okay.
So they'll know.
So I'll call the office in the morning and give you both of their addresses?
Yeah, if you would, please.
All right, thank you.
Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.